Still Laugh, it's Wendy Snyder, joined by one of our favorite guests, noted pet expert Steve Dale. He's the host of Steve Dale's Pet World, heard right here on WGN Radio Sundays at 6:30 a.m. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Well, you have one of my favorite producers.
Yeah?
Jasmine used to work with you, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we stole her.
Yes, you did.
This was one of your themes?
Yeah.
Your themes for your show?
Yeah, yeah, and that's why she's playing it. She remembered that. Thank you, Jazzy. Yeah. I like
We're out of time. Thanks, Steve, for coming by. It was good to see you again.
You need more time. I listen to you on Sunday mornings. You need more time.
Well, tell the powers that be.
I have no clouts.
Because you say it, it happens. Noted pet expert, it's now a hashtag. It is.
Yeah?
On Instagram.
Excellent.
Yeah, thank you.
Glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that.
That's all Bill's doing.
Yep. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. You got to interview one of the most influential people in the world of animals, Jane Goodall.
Oh, in the world.
Yeah.
You know, if we had world leaders like her, we'd have a better world. Mm-hmm. And I would argue that because of her, we do have a better world. So when she first walked into the room, I actually wanted to cry.
Aww.
You know, I mean, her demeanor, her influence, I mean, and I told her that, and she looked at me like, I'm just Jane,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I said, I need to hug you, and she said, everybody says that, and I hugged her. She is just incredible. Her spirit is just like no one else I have ever met on the planet.
Yeah.
And we need her for a long time to come, and she's 84 years old. She's up for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, excellent.
It's good. About time, and I have a link on my blog, stevedale.tv. There's a link to a piece that I did, and in that story,
mm-hmm.
you'll find a link to how you can sign your name and say, yeah, she does deserve, and she does.
She's an anthropologist. She's a primatologist.
She is. And she's an ambassador of peace or some such title for the United Nations as well.
She's devoted her life to studying animals. And hopefully through that study of animals, we have a broader, better understanding of the whole animal kingdom. Huh?
But moreover, she told me how her life changed in Chicago, actually. She was at an event and the other experts in her field were talking about all sorts of different things, including how, and she knew this, she knew that chimpanzees and other animals were, and this goes back to the late 80s,
mm-hmm.
were losing habitat and being hunted. And she said, I need to do something about it. And she certainly has tried to and succeeded, but also to make our world a better place. She travels all over. So chimpanzees, if it were not for her, would probably still be used by the National Institutes of Health in this very country. There's a program called Roots and Shoots, where young people around the world, I forget how many nations, like 40 nations or some such thing, and thousands in each country, make a difference in all sorts of different ways. It's a program that the Jane Goodall Institute began.
Mm-hmm.
We had the pleasure of going to a benefit which raised money for the Jane Goodall Institute. And at our table was a woman who told us about her daughter. Her daughter was very shy in school. She was concerned about her own looks, if you will. And she was afraid to speak up. And then she created a Roots and Shoots program and began to do sciencey things, which was her interest.
Hmm.
Today, she's got some big job at NOAA in the United States for our government, working in environmental sciences, speaks to young people. And if it were not for this Roots and Shoots program that Jane Goodall began, and Jane Goodall told me that there are so many stories like that. And wow, what a legacy to leave.
And good for her. She decides she wants to do something. And even though she was by herself when she first started this, she's made such a huge difference. Her passion and her stick-to-itiveness should be saluted.
In a, you guys might have enjoyed this, so I recorded, we had a crew out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm recording all this for video.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions I asked her was, Donald Trump is sitting right next to you now. What would you tell him? Because he doesn't believe that this climate change thing is really happening. And she's gone all over the world and she has seen it with her own eyes. All you have to do is go to YouTube and you can see it with your own eyes, how the, you know, the obvious sorts of things that have been talked about. The ice caps on the South and North Pole are melting. But moreover, no matter where you live on the planet, ask a friend in Indonesia, ask a friend in Rwanda, ask a friend in Brazil or in Chicago who's been in that area for 25 years. They'll say the weather today isn't like it was.
You cannot argue with science, end of discussion.
Yes.
That's it. That's what I would say.
I would agree.
And then I'd go get another drink because they're not going to change people
I
who
guess.
Don't believe are not going to change their minds.
Yes, but...
What was her answer to your question, Steve?
I don't think he'd want to sit next to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Good answer. Great question, by the way.
Thank
very
you.
Good. Very, very
Thank
good
you.
Question.
And then I pressed her on it. I said, okay, but he is sitting next to you.
Yeah.
And you'll have to wait till the video comes out. And she continued to give what I would call a good answer.
Yeah. You've interviewed her before. This was your third time talking to Jane Goodall.
Yeah.
Has she changed much over the years, or is it the same dedication level? I know she's always globetrotting, going to different parts of the world.
Yeah, this is going to sound weird. When she walks into a room, and I'm not a spiritual guy, there's this, like, something about her, a presence that I've never met with any other human being.
I've seen this before, Steve. You're in love with Jane Goodall.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Depending on how you define love.
All right,
I don't think it's romantic love so much. But yes, I mean, how can you not admire this person who... has, yes, with an interest I have in primatology, I certainly appreciate everything we've learned about primates. And I appreciate the fact that she said, I'm talking to you, I ought to explain this to you, how dogs made a difference in her life. Because her childhood dog, she saw with her dog and other dogs just who lived near her, that all of these dogs have their own individual personalities, and they also have real emotions. Any dog owner knows that, right? Well, way back when Jane Goodall was chosen to do work at Gombe National Park in Africa, she began to name the chimpanzees. And as crazy as it does sound, it was hugely controversial back in the day.
Because why?
Because chimpanzees were just animals without real emotions.
Yeah.
This relative that's as close to us as you can get, 98.8% of our genetics are the same as chimpanzees. That's probably closer than dogs and wolves are to one another.
Yeah.
And at the same time, the scientist said, no, you cannot do that. They're just animals. They don't have real emotions. Well, today, of course, we know that Dr. Goodall was correct.
Yeah.
Because we can look at brain chemistry, and the brain chemistry, in fact, of your dog at home, a chimpanzee, and maybe not you, but me, all the same.
That thing that she's done, and I guess Diane Fossey, you could put her in the same thing, where they just go off and they live with animals.
And a third one, Berute Geldikas.
And Berute Geldikas, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't even want to say that. I mean, everybody knows Berute Geldikas would fit into this. But I could see you doing that at some point if somebody said, Steve, you're just going to go off and you're going to live with anteaters for 6 months. I could see you do that.
Interesting you chose that species.
Yeah.
Actually, I did at one time in my life.
Which
did you
animal
not know this?
No, I didn't know that.
Really? I did some field research with Berute Geldikas.
Yeah.
Yes, orangutans in Borneo for about 3 weeks. Just 3 weeks, but 3 weeks of my life.
You lived among them for 3 weeks.
I did do that, yes.
What was that like?
It was the most amazing
orange.
Experience. A lot of orange. But it wasn't henna rinse. It was the real thing.
Right.
And it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life to... track every morning, because all great apes like us go to bed at the same place. They make a bed. They actually go to bed at night. So we knew where they were going to be. Our job was to track them in the forest, write down everything they did, other orangutans that they met with, what they ate, everything. That was our job. So I would get up at about 5 in the morning. A guide would take us through the forest, either a half a mile or miles away, wherever the orangutan put the bed, you know, and then we'd wait for the orangutan to wake up. Now, to do that, we'd set up a hammock below the trees way above, because orangutans pretty much never go to the ground, especially females. So they're up in the trees all the time. So we would set up a hammock below them. One of the times, an orangutan actually woke us up. It's like, come on, follow me. You know how she did that?
How?
She urinated on us and laughed.
Yeah.
She did. She actually did.
Yeah.
She, I mean, you could see her do this.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, but what we would do is, you don't believe
me. It went south very quickly. You have to take a break.
You do.
But we're just going to tell
Why
you
now?
That. We're not going to demonstrate the same behavior.
No,
but which
not.
Came first, orange or orangutan? Who was named after each other? Because orange and orang.
I think orangutan means father of the forest, maybe? I'd have to
but
Google
isn't that.
But
isn't that weird that orange,
the
their
orange.
Color, and orang, it's almost there?
Oh,
but
I don't
think
know.
Think about that during the break.
I never have thought about it. Good point.
Think about it now.
I will.
Or
more
we'll
Steve
do something
Dale,
on you.
Good friend of Brute Galdakis. We'll talk to Steve more after this.
Noted pet expert Steve Dale is visiting with us, Bill
I am.
And Wendy. I have a little crazy puppy named Kona, who's a little over a year, and I was looking to board him, and I went looking around at places, and I found it common yet peculiar in my eyes that a lot of these places that you board dogs, no one is there from 9 p.m.
Yeah.
till 6 in the morning. Sometimes they have one person on residence. That scared me enough to go to Rover.com and find somebody that could watch my dog in
sure.
their house where someone's supervising all the time.
Well, on January 14th, in West Chicago, there was a kennel fire here where the person who was watching the dogs left to run an errand. And that's when the fire began. 31 dogs were killed. But it's not incredibly unusual. On Christmas Eve in Maryland, I forget the number, it was like 18 dogs were killed in a fire. Just a couple of weeks ago in Minnesota, all dogs that were boarded there, 100% of them, succumbed as a result of a fire. So I thought, this can't keep happening. So I went to the Illinois director of the Humane Society of the United States, and I told him that. He agreed. And I said, let's look at what laws we have, which are virtually zilch, except local community ordinances, which vary greatly from community to community. We were only looking at Illinois. So I said, and the director said, we together said we have an idea. That idea is that all dogs boarded at kenneling facilities must either have someone there 24/7, must have a sprinkler system, or must have an alarm system that rings directly to first responders.
Yeah.
And that's
and some
how,
of these places do, but it's still...
Some do.
I want a person there.
Well, Representative Diane Pappas picked up the bill, and it goes to committee on Wednesday. So if you agree with this idea... Now, better is better. I agree with you. If we could take two of the three instead of one of the three,
yeah.
But we also wanted something that would pass and something that would make a difference, and also something that wasn't financially onerous to individual owners.
Yes.
So a sprinkler system, for example, in truth can be expensive. Not as nearly expensive these days is an alarm system that rings directly to first responders. And I've talked about it on the radio, of course, on my show, and then I got all these texts from firefighters who explained to me, well, this is good for us because the quickly we can get to a fire, obviously, the less chance of an injury to a firefighter,
right.
Less damage to that building or lessening the chances of the fire spreading to an adjacent building.
Yeah.
So it's all good in every way, not only saving animal lives. So if you agree, contact your state rep or your state senator.
These places have to disclose the fact that they don't have somebody staying overnight, don't they? When
no.
They
no,
don't have to
no.
tell you that?
That was on my list of questions to ask.
Wow.
If you ask, they should
they
answer.
Yeah,
honestly,
they tell you.
Hope. But no, you have to ask that question. You know. But if it's a small place, I guess I can see why. It's still your choice. And Wendy, I wouldn't do it either. You're not alone. I wouldn't leave our animals, you know, with no human being there for other reasons as well. You know, what if the
what if one gets sick?
Yes,
what if
I was just
someone's
say that.
Choking on something? You need
exactly.
someone to supervise.
Exactly. So I totally agree, personally, but the way the law reads, at least, will give these operators a choice. Also, to your point, when things like this happen and there's proposed legislation, it gives people like me an opportunity to say, all right, think about this before you board or your kennel your dog. It's about education as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you agree with what we're saying, contact your state rep or your state senator, truly.
And tell them what? What do I say?
Describe the bill, or I will give you the bill number. I think it's 3390, and it's in the House. I hope I'm right about that.
Well, let us know if you're not. 3390.
I will. Yes.
This could be something totally different.
Yes.
Because we don't travel very much, and when I went to board Kona, yeah. I went to several places in the area, and all these places said, well, I said, so is someone here overnight? And they said, no, from like about 9:30 p.m. till 6 a.m., no one's here. And I said, what if something happens?
Sure.
And they said, well, God forbid. I said, I know the God forbid, but, you know, I want somebody around here.
Right.
No, there are things like bloat, you know, where it happens very quickly, and if there's no one there, an animal could die.
Yeah.
You're right about the potential choking hazard. Sometimes individual animals can go into heart failure, presumably. So there are
And I know I'm just a worry wart.
No,
Or a worry warthog in this segment.
Right.
I agree with you.
Steve, great to see you again. I hope you and Jane Goodall find a place together.
She's gone already.
You know, other people are saying I could see where the infatuation
of
comes
course.
From because it's like
two-sided.
Two-sided.
So, Steve's wearing a Jane Goodall hat, and I saw a picture of her today. She's wearing a Steve Dale hat, so you guys have some magic going. That's excellent.
There aren't too many of those.
Listen to Steve Dale's Pet World Sundays at 6:30 a.m. right here on WGN-TV. Thanks for coming by, Steve. Appreciate
it. I'm WGN Radio.
I'm WGN Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah. Maybe TV soon.
Maybe.
You never know.